Shalom Aleichem, one and all, as we enjoy the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, Tavshin Pei Gimel, and look forward, Bezras Hashem, to a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, followed by Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, four special consecutive days, which will, Bezras Hashem, bring us to a greater connection with the Bari Yaelam, which is really the goal of the time period started with El, and will culminate with a very unique and special Yisro Chag of Toshin Pei Gimel. Let me share with you a fundamental and very important thought for this Yom Tif, and something which you really have to grab onto and hold onto as you make this transition from this Yom Tif period into the coming year. Rav Tarshal of Fol Hirsch, in his Pirish on the Chumash in Parshas Re'eh, makes the point that there are two psukim regarding Simcha, two consecutive psukim, and they're both in the laning of Shmini Atzeres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us two things. First, V'samachta b'chagecha, and then in the pasuk that follows, this Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'hayisa'ach sameach. And these are two psukim. We take them together as a song, V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayisa'ach sameach, knowing full well that they're really not consecutive words in the Chumash, but V'samachta b'chagecha from one pasuk, v'hayisa'ach sameach from a different pasuk, the two commands that command us to be joyful on the Yom Tov. I'm sure Shlomo Fol Hirsch explains that in life there are two types of experiences which can be defined as simcha. One is what he calls a simcha iveres, a passing joy. There are many examples of this. As a matter of fact, he points out that most of what a person would call simcha is included in the category of simcha iveres, and that is when a person eats something that he enjoys, or has an experience that he enjoys, or has a pleasure, some type of physical, emotional, mental pleasure, something that happens to a person and gives them a simcha. That's a simcha iveres. The samachta b'chagecha. Chagecha, the holiday, is a passing time. The samachta b'chagecha, take the opportunity as the yontif passes you by, grab onto it and take the opportunity to rejoice. The samachta b'chagecha. There's a second type of joy, what he refers to as a simcha tamidi, a simcha that becomes permanent to a person. Nothing's absolutely permanent if it's emotional, certainly not, but overall is a constant type of a simcha. It's a hard thing to get. It's sort of a joy in life, being happy with life, being happy with the things that are going on around you. It's very, very difficult because life throws challenges at you all the time. Who really is happy with life? I guess the person who's been challenged, the person, Rachmana Litzlan, who went through difficult chemotherapy, Layaleno, for months, and now is clean and walks around healthy. So somebody has a Simcha Sachayim, very often, sadly, it has to come from that type of experience. We can get it from Avodas Hashem. We don't have to go through difficulty. If we connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and we feel a closeness to him and we feel the fortune, the good fortune of being able to do his will and do mitzvahs, that's V'hayisa Ach Sameach. Simcha Tamidi. V'hayisa, and you will be, it's going to become you. V'hayisa Ach Sameach. And you will become a person who has joy. That's a simcha tamidi. That's the second mitzvah of joy during this period of time. So you have the samachta b'chagecha, the simcha iveres, enjoying the Yom Tov, which certainly is a mitzvah, and v'hayisa, to become an ach sameach person. The Gemara darshins v'hayisa ach sameach l'rabbeis Yom Tov achrin shalchag. The pasuk v'hayisa ach sameach begins by telling us to serve Hashem for 7 days, and then Vayisa, after the 7 days pass, The Rabbis Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, to add the night of Shmini Atzeres. Most Rishonim understand, not just the night of Shmini Atzeres, the Kal V'Chomer. The night is Chayiv and Simcha, certainly the day. And that is that the days that follow Sukkah should be days of Simcha. It's an idea, a sort of takeaway, a takeaway of the 7 days of Simcha Iveres, going into the last day or days of Yom Tov, which are to try to incorporate that into a Simcha Tamidi. This is Rav Shamshal Hirsch's lesson in life, to try as best we can to grab on to something of the Simcha and make it Tamidi. Rav Schwab in his Mayim Beis HaShayeva on Shir HaShirim, at the end of the Sefer, he has a section of Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, he talks about this. He says that when we say in our davening on the Chagim, we say we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Se'era V'lech HaSiraseinu, we daven that our tefillah should be accepted by Hashem. And we daven Hashem Kainim L'Avedasam, Olaviyam Mashirul M'lazimram, Vashav Yisrael Neveyim. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn the Kainim to their Avayit in the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviyim to their singing in the Beis HaMikdash, and Jews the Neveyim to their homes. So the question really is, what does returning Jews to their homes have to do with Yom Tov? Kainim in their Avayda, the Leviyim in their Shira, of course that's absolutely well understood. However, what is Yisrael l'Neveihem? Says Rav Schwab, it's after Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, when a Jew goes home, he should come home with some of the Yom Tov still with him, some of the Aliyah of the Yom Tov, some of the joy of the Yom Tov. Says Rav Schwab, Shiva zu avoida gedailahi, the Hashem Yisrael, the returning home after Yom Tov, avoida gedailahi, it's a hard job. It's a difficult job. It's a challenging job. The sheyeshuvu beseyim and kol hamadregais, the hahasagais, the eluyim sheyeshuvu b'shas aliyah l'regel, to return with that type of a joy. That's a big avoda. It's an avoda to come away with the Yom Tov elevated. What is elevated? To feel Malchus Hashem, that we are people of the Hashem. That's probably the aside of Maneheder Kayan Godel B'tzeisem in HaKadosh. After we finish the avoda on Yom Kippur in our Musaf Davening, we say Maneheder, how beautiful Kayan Godel B'tzeisem in HaKadosh. How beautiful was the Kohen Gadol when he walked out of the Kodesh. When he walked out, he took some of it with him. Ah, now that's something. That's something very, very unique, something special, something exalting, something uplifting. In Shir HaShirim, it says, Mayafu pa'amayach b'na'olim. How beautiful are your steps and your shoes. When you're at the regular, you take off your shoes. When you put your shoes on, you go home. That's the beauty. The beauty is to be able to take some of it with you. Not an easy thing at all. But that's the Avaida, to take some of the Chag with you. Maybe that's why the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, which was at the end of Sukkot, was so unique and so very special. Because it was to come away with something. The 7 days was Simcha with Basar V'yayin, with Basar V'shlamim, with elevated Hanois of Eilam Hazeh. And when we leave, we dance. So the Sheva was Rikudim, the dancing, the eating is shayach to everybody. To be elevated from dancing with the Sefer Torah, it's only very, very few people. The Gemara said the Sheva most were observers. There were a few dancers in the middle. It's like our Simchas Torah. You have people sitting around. They're tired. They ate too much. They're exhausted. It's not for them. And then there are people in the middle who are rejoicing in the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. The Simcha Iveres is for everybody. The Simcha Tamidi, to try to take something with you, that's something else. That's how not everyone does it. You read the Gemara, you say, what? Only the, who is dancing? It says the Baal Teshuva were dancing, and the Talmid Chacham were dancing, the righteous people were dancing, people that everyone else is observing. You say, what? The Meshavar is observing? It's a, yeah, 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 take a look in shuls. Look what's going on in shuls. Plenty of observers. Plenty of observers. You should be the dancer. You should feel a hiskarvus to Hashem. Look, every Yom Tif aleni is a leni that has to do with the Yom Tif. So it's in Yonei HaChag. Every Yom Tif we leni in Yonei HaChag. But Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, Asimchas HaTayr in Chutz La'aretz, we like Vizay Sabrocha. What's Vizay Sabrocha have to do with Yom Tif? What's with Yom Tif? Vayisa Ach Sameach. She rejoiced with the Torah. That's the goal. That's the goal, to be able to walk away with something. To have a Simcha Tmidi in our Avodas Hashem. Not simple. Not easy. An Avodah. And so, as we come from this period and we march forward, we try to feel a simcha in the Avodas Hashem. And as the non-Jewish world around us, especially here in New York, takes note of us to oppress us, takes note of us to make us miserable. And where would it be that if the government wants to make a problem for a yeshiva, they wouldn't have the decency to wait till after Yom Tov? Isn't that normal? You want to tell somebody something, they have a holiday, wait till after the holiday. No, no, an Erev Yom Tov, the state puts out a letter against the yeshivas. A Chol HaMoed, the newspapers publish it. It doesn't come from wanting to fix yeshivas. Yeshivas are closed for these days. It comes from a hatred. We're being reminded that we're in Galus. This will also pass, we'll overcome. We're being reminded that we're in Galus. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. Move forward with strength and conviction. Call Yisrael Chaverim. They start up with one. Of course they start with one yeshiva. That's the way it is, one at a time. No, no. Call Yisrael Chaverim. They're starting up with all of us. We daven the Bar Yalom should allow us to have a continued Medina Shel Chesed experience. May our enemies who seek only to make difficulties for us, may they fall by the wayside. And may we continue, as Kol Yisrael always does, with joy in serving the Rabbi Nishalel. A good night, a good Shabbos, a good Shana Rabbah, a good Shmini Atzeres, a good Simchas Torah, and most of all, a wonderful Yisro Chag, taking with you some of these experiences.